Honey, come eat dinner.
No, Mom, my favorite TV show's on.
If you don't get your beep here right now, no TV for a week.
Fine, gosh.
As many of you parents know, this little reenactment may not be too far off from what it's like getting your own teen to the dinner table. Television is so much a part of our culture that we have come to know it as the boob tube or the idiot box. Here to comment on our addiction to this ubiquitous technology is At Me reporter Heather Tyner.
Some TV shows sneak up on you. They creep into your life, subtly hooking you until you can think of nothing else. Recently, I had an experience with this, and it made me think. I got hooked on a show called Smallville.
Previously on Smallville.
Sometimes while watching the show, I thought, wow, that actor is really hot, and gasp, that was exciting. But mostly I thought things like, why am I wasting my time with this? It is absolutely not adding anything to my life. With this last thought came enlightenment, or maybe it was disgust, and I vowed to stop watching Smallville and all other shows like it. Smallville is about Superman as a teenager. The all-important characters are the always attractive Clark Kent.
What are you trying to tell me, Dad, that I'm from another planet?
And the not-yet-evil Lex Luthor. Add to this the not-so-subtle foreshadowing and hints of greatness to come. For the most part, it's a hokey teen soap opera with only slightly above-average acting, and yet it is utterly addicting. I don't know why. Besides the occasional Superman trivia, it offers nothing of educational value, and if you weren't so wrapped up in the show, you would probably be able to feel your brain melting.
I'd give anything to be normal.
But this is only my opinion, and I know others who would disagree. Strongly. South High Junior, Ali Ogle, is a self-described devotee of Smallville.
I've never watched less than 2 episodes at one time, though. So, I'm always led into the next one. The longest I've watched straight, like, in a row, I think I watched about 7 episodes. And they're approximately, I think, about 55 minutes each. So that's close to like 7 hours straight minus 35 minutes. So yeah, that's definitely an obsession, I'd say.
Allie says she isn't sure whether her obsession is an appropriate one.
Well, I don't know if this would be a good or a bad obsession. I guess to me it's a good obsession just because, like, it is involved with teenagers and stuff like that, so it is somewhat related to my life, like, at this point. The show does a really good job of playing off what real teenagers would react to, except some reactions are a little less extreme because, I mean, he is Superman, so he can't react quite the same to some things. So, yeah, so, yes. It is an obsession, and I think it's an okay one.
Opinions are strong on both sides of the Smallville spectrum. One of my friend's mother says while she doesn't hate the show, she doesn't like it. At all.
My name is Lana, and I don't like the show. I don't like the characters. I don't like the actors playing the characters. And the show has no feel when I'm watching it.
Lorna says she prefers older versions of the Superman story.
Oh, I know the story of Superman, and I know all that, what it's all about. And Lois Lane and Clark Kent and when he fell to Earth. But the story, I don't like watching it because it just doesn't feel good when I watch it.
Lorna says she was surprised to hear that Smallville is actually a fairly popular show.
I don't know why you would watch it. Maybe because Superman's cute. I don't know.
And that's exactly how I feel. Perhaps not quite so adamantly as Lorna, but there are definitely some similarities. While the show is a good escape, there are other things I would rather spend my time on. For At Me, I'm Heather Tyner.